Good afternoon. I hope you're well. Please join me as we read from the parasha, from the Zohar, from
the parasha of Pinchas.
I'm reading from section 17. Let Israel rejoice in him who made him. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kununei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kununei. Kum Rabbi Abba Lechad Shamilim Yoraita Diamarta Behibu Ra Karma'a Patach Rabbi Abba Viamar Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash Tehil to mikse haaretz v'gomer kamach aviven Yisrael kamechu chabrichu b'chedva b'ilchon b'tushvachta b'ilchon lavihu ela b'dechaka tanenan Kochetva di Israel di la mishtatatfe balakuchabrifu lavihu chetva vizamin ihu samael vikol suyata di le likatriga lehahu chetva The Ishtar Bitsara Uvikya Vikucha Berihula Ishtata Bihahu Sa'ara. Arise, Rabbi Abba, to expound and refresh new matters in the Torah, as you said in the compilation of the first part. Rabbi Abba began singing to Hashem a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. How beloved are Israel before the Holy One, blessed be He, for their rejoicing and their praises are only in Him. For so we have learned that any rejoicing of Israel in which they do not involve the Holy One, blessed be He, is no rejoicing at all. And in the future, Samael and all his band will denounce that rejoicing, and they will be left with sorrow and weeping. And the Holy One, blessed be He, will not partake of that sorrow. This verse is talking about, clearly on its surface level, it's talking about rejoice, be happy. This is what's needed during the month of Tammuz, to be happy. But the verse is instructing us that the only way we can truly be happy is by connecting to Hashem and including Him in that process of joy and recognizing that the energy of joy is coming from Him. We could spend hours on this subject alone. It's very real, very true. And in the Talmud, there's verses that explain that since the destruction of the temple, there's no such thing as joy. But ultimately, we know people become happy. But that happiness doesn't last. unless they include their connection to Hashem, the continuity involved in being connected to Hashem, is what will keep you happy and connected to happiness all the days of your life. Verse 119. Feel free to ask any questions as we go along. Ava mandishatif kudsha barichu ushkinte v'chedva dileim yete mekatrega lekatrega v'hahu chedva kudsha barichu ushvei ushkinte v'shtatav v'hahu tzahara maketiv be'bekol tzaratam lo tzar u'ma pagindimo anochi b'tzara. But whoever involves the Holy One, blessed be He, and His Shekhinah, in His rejoicing, if the accuser should come to denounce that rejoicing, the Holy One, blessed be He, and His Shekhinah participate in that sorrow. For does not Scripture say, in all their affliction, He was afflicted? And how is this? Because the verse says, I will be with Him in His trouble. The Zohar is asking the question, how can we say that Hashem won't participate when the Satan comes and denounces the rejoicing? The Zohar is asking the question, and hopefully it'll be answered in the next verse. Nalan de eat lonely Israel, Lishet fa lakucha, Perikushkinte, Behed va dilchon, Dictiv Yishmach, Israel, the Osav hahi het va, the Israel avihu, Elabi Osav. Biosav, biosav, mi bae, leela ilain kucha barichu, ushkinte, bi aviv vimo, ga'af al gav demitu, kucha barichu, a'akar lon megimokayan, viatai, lon ime, lehahu hetba, Lenad la hulaka dechedva im kucha barichu ushkinte keda ahaoso yigash harbo. And how do we know that Israel have to involve the Holy One, blessed be He, and His Shekhinah in their rejoicing? It is as it is written, let Israel rejoice in Him who made him. The meaning of which is that Israel has no rejoicing but with them who made him. He asks, why them who made him, when it should be He who made them? He answers that this refers to the Holy One, blessed be He, and His Shekhinah, and a person's father and his mother. For even if the latter be dead, the Holy One, blessed be He, uproots them from the Garden of Eden and brings them with Him to that rejoicing so that they can participate in the rejoicing with the Holy One, blessed be He, and His Shekhinah. And the meaning of them who made Him is as in the verse, let him that made Him bring near his sword to Him. The verse, bring his sword near to him, the word sword is a code word for judgment. Happiness is an effect. We do an action of sharing, and we become happy. I was just reading recently a study by two scientists who did surveys all over the world, all different countries, all different cultures. And those people who achieved through hard work and other ways that they became wealthy, they found that they weren't happy. That's what the survey showed. But those people who shared, who did things for other people, they became happy as the effect of their actions. And that's what this whole section, which we just completed, section 17, was talking about. How to become happy is through sharing. And when you are sharing, you're going to receive that happiness. The effect of that happiness is going to come into your life with the Shekhinah and with Kadosh Baruch Hu, and even your parents will be elevated from the Garden of Eden, the Zohar says, to participate and celebrate with you for your actions of sharing that have caused you to become happy. Are there any questions? I'm moving around in the Zohar because I don't want to take a long section to read. So I'm reading section 11. Before the giving of the Torah, they depended on constellations. Verse 64. V'inun dila yade raza da'amre b'nei chaye zone la biskuta talya milta ela b'mazala talya milta v'ha hazena v'avraham v'haza dehaza b'mazale Dila hava atid lemecheve lebira ukdusha barichu apik lelevara bediktiv viotse oto hachutza viomer habat vigomer viakduha dialte mehitztag nidnut Shalach ve'alahu lemalav mehakochavim v'yamar lo chabat habet na hashamayma uspor v'akochavim ad haka milin dirabbanan v'tzarif l'parsha lon b'derech nistar. And those who do not know the secret say, children, life, and sustenance is not a matter of one's merit. Rather, it depends on mazel, which is the Hebrew word that we always say mazel tov, good luck. We translate it as luck, but mazel is actually the astrological influence. What the constellations transfer is metaphysical energy. Take the case of Avram, who saw that he was not destined to have a son. And the Holy One, blessed be He, took him outside, as it is said. And He brought him outside and said, look. And it has been taught that He said to him, leave your astrology. Namely, do not consult the stars and the constellations. And He took him up above the stars and said to him, look now towards heaven and count the stars, so much for the words of the sages, but they have to be interpreted mystically. This is the first verse in the Zohar on this section, and this section takes a lot of discussion. So just a brief comment. All through history, rabbis have told their congregations, you don't have to worry about astrological influences. But the truth is, unless you are righteous, you are under the influences of astrological influences. We know how to rise above it. That is the message, that is the teaching, that's what the Torah teaches. But not every Jew rises above it every day. And that's why we spend so much time explaining the energies of the month and the astrological influences and the seed level of the letters of the month that created the month and the planets. Because the more we learn about this, the more we can understand how to control it and to minimize the negative impact. Verse 65. Tachatzi kol biryan di'alma kodem di'it yehikvat oraita li'Yisrael avot al-yan b'mazala v'yafilu b'nei chaye umzone aval abatar di'it yehivat oraita li'Yisrael afik lon mechik nabhiyuva tikochavaya umazale bida olifna me Avraham begin dehavo atidin beno lekabela Hashem me Avraham dehihi Hamisha humashe Torah deitmar ba'ela toldot hashamayim v'haaretz v'hi baram v'hashem b'ra'am amar le'Abraham v'gin hay hashem v'yitzof v'hi tosaf v'ishmach hashamayim ta'achtach v'kol kochavaya u'mezale din chirin b'Hashem v'lo od ela d'itmar b'heilachem zara uzratem b'haye ki b'yitzak yikare lecha zara. Come and see. All creatures in the world before the Torah was given to Israel were dependent on mazel, even children, life, and sustenance. But after the Torah was given to Israel, he removed Israel from the influences of the stars and constellation. This we have learned from Abraham, since his children were destined to receive the hay from Abraham. That is the five books of the Torah, namely Malchut. As it is said, these are the generations of heaven and earth when they were created. And the Hebrew word is spelled Behi Baram. Behi Baram, which means he created them with a hay. He said to Abraham, because of that hay that was added to your name, the heavens below you and all the stars and constellations that shine in hay will be subservient to your will, because he raised him above them. Moreover, it is said, lo, here is grain for you, and you shall sow the land with hay. That is, for in Isaac shall your seed be called. Who is the secret of the left column, from which Malchut, the secret of hay, is drawn, and sowing is thus in Malchut. This verse is explaining certain relationships in the writings in the Torah, the verses in the Torah. And it's basically explaining that because Abraham was given a hay, which represents the physical world, he has control over it. And he passes that down to his children, but only when they are righteous. And that's what the rabbis always forgot to say. And it wasn't that they really forgot to say. It's just saying all of the Jewish people will eventually grow to be righteous. And therefore, we don't need to worry about the astrological influences. That's what they said. But we look around the world and we've had all this chaos for 2,000 years. We have to change ourselves so that we can rise above the mazalot, the influence of the astrological influences. And this is what the rabbis forgot to tell us. And this is what we have to decide to do ourselves, change ourselves. Ugid kol hamishtadel yoraita batil minei yufa tekol chavaya umazalei yolif lakedei lekaima pikudaha. V'im lav keilu la ishtadal ba'velat patil minei yuva tekoch havaya umazalei kol shekein imei ha'aretz di'inun itbatlan livaran tiok muha Alayhu Arur Shokev Amko Bechama Chema. For this reason, everyone who engages in the Torah is released from the influence of stars and constellations. By learning Torah, here is meant with the intention of keeping its mitzvot. If it is not his intention to keep the mitzvot, then he is as one who does not engage in Torah, and the stars and the constellations hold sway over him. This is even more true with respect to the common people, who are likened to animals, about which it has been taught, "Cursed be he who lies with any manner of beast." The hold of the stars and constellations over them is certainly not annulled. What I have been saying, that we rise above the constellations and the influence of the stars when we are righteous. Here the Zohar is saying, when you are busy with the Torah, when you study Torah, with the consciousness to become righteous, which is what the idea of doing the mitzvot is all about. We do the mitzvot so we cleanse ourselves to become righteous. So while it may appear that what the Zohar was saying and what I was saying are inconsistent, they're really not. They're the same thing. One is talking about the beginning of the process and one is talking about the end of the process. Verse 67. Enosh kachetzir yamiv ketzitz asadeh ben yitzitz v'itmar ben ha'ar hayeti gam zakanti levatar yashuv limei elu mav di'ilana di'it ketzitzu anfin Ati kindile vetsamchu kemalkadishamin
Bishrusho Achadro Bialma Bimalket Bimin Mitu Sabin Bihadru Lehai Alma Ulmin Bihayanu Raza Dim Chadesh Kuchabarichu Bekol Yom Tamid Maase Bereshit Dematin Aleph Bekol Yoma Umit Chadshin Aleph. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. And about man it is said, I was young and am now old. And later it is said, he returns to the days of his youth. It is like a tree from which the old branches were cut off, but they grew again from its roots, as at the beginning, for people die when old and return to this world as children. And this is the secret of the Holy One, blessed be He, renewing the creation every day, continually. For 1,000 die each day, and 1,000 are renewed each day, reincarnating into the world. This verse, which ends the section, and sometimes the Zohar brings items at the last verse, if it had answered most of the questions or all of the question in the earlier verses of the section, it will bring a lead-in to the next section. This verse is talking about reincarnation and what takes place with the reincarnation and how it all people interrelate with each other through reincarnation. And that is the essence of this verse and the end of section 11. Are there any questions or comments? Because the session is coming to an end as we get closer to my time, which is 8, but I guess it's 7 in the mountain time and 6 in the West Coast time. Are there any questions or comments? If not, I wish you a peaceful day, shalom, and enjoy the process. Shalom.